What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Talking Arrow. And this reaction podcast, we're going to be talking about the episode that aired March 1st. It was called Collision Course. Alongside of me, across the pond, on the other side, way over yonder, is Miss Anna B. from Australia. She is a big fan as well. You can follow her on Twitter at Traveler15. Of course, she's not live with me. She always records her thoughts, her review, and then I get to commentate on it because it just makes my life really cool and easy. So one day we'll get together. It's just Australia and Texas time. It's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy for sure. All right. So here it is. Miss Anna B kicking it off.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Back for another week of Arrow, which is entitled Collision Course.
Yes.
And for good reason, as we've got the old Team Arrow and new Team Arrow. Yeah. They're fighting amongst themselves as one team wants to protect Black Siren. To enable them to locate the $70 million that Kate and Jane swindled out of the mayor's office. And we've got the new team, especially Dinah, who wants to get her and have revenge by killing her. I'm not sure I'm liking seeing all the teams being split up and fighting amongst themselves. It's not serving themselves any purpose. And I hope they get back together and resolve things sooner than later. In the meantime, little do they know that Quinton Lance has Black Siren, because they're all looking for her, and he's got her held up in a remote cabin while she's healing from her gunshot wounds. So Lance is trying to get through to Black Siren that Laurel is still inside of her. But also, I think he's doing a bit of manipulating to try and find out where the money is as well. Renee was able to bug Oliver's Green Arrow suit, so they later can find the location of where Black Siren is being held when Thea follows Lance to the cabin, so they overhear everything that's going on. We've got Oliver agreeing to protect Black Siren and agrees to her terms so she can flee the country. But we all know that you can't trust her, and Oliver's given her so many chances over the time. But he just needs to recover this money, otherwise Star City's going to shut down. So by near the end of the episode, we've got both teams at each other. They're both at the cabin and they're all fighting over Black Siren.
That was badass.
So we've got a fight amongst them all, which there shouldn't be, and there's repercussions. You've got Renee, who ends up in hospital. Curtis hacks into Diggle's chip in his arm,
that
which
was messed
cripples
up.
Him.
That was messed up, though.
Lance gets knocked out by Dina's staff weapon.
Yeah, that was messed up.
Dina is ready to kill Black Siren. But if it wasn't for Curtis, who reasoned with her that she's
whatever.
Better than her, and this isn't the way she should be doing justice, this enables Black Siren to escape. So this leaves us with this episode with both teams in tatters. New team doesn't want anything to do with the old Team Arrow, and they just want to be left alone, and really it's war between them. And with the twist at the very end, we've got Black Siren injured, who stops a truck driver, and she tells him that she was kidnapped and been missing for 2 years, and her name is Laurel Lance.
Yeah!
So she's going to hide behind Laurel's identity, and that makes out for an interesting story. In the meantime, sitting in the background, we've got Ricardo Diaz. What's he planning? Because he was really all the manipulator behind everything. So we'll have to see where that comes out in next week's episode, because the plot is thickening when we've got corrupt cops in the police department. So we'll see you all next week. I hope you all enjoyed it.
Thanks a lot, Miss Anna B. From Australia. You can check her out on Twitter, Traveler15. Now, Miss Anna B., I really don't care that they're fighting. I'm glad that the two teams are fighting. I can't stand the baby team. The baby team Arrow. Team Baby Arrow is what I call them. I mean, the only thing that I did like about Curtis stopping Dana from killing Black Canary is just for the fact, I mean, not Black Canary, Black Siren, just for the fact that I like Siren. I like evil Laurel more than good Laurel. The part where Renee starts talking crap to Oliver, saying they want to fight. I'm glad. And Renee got his ass kicked. You didn't say that, Anna B. You said, oh, he went into the hospital. No, he got his ass kicked by Oliver. Oliver was, yeah, they had no chance. I was glad to see it because I can't stand them. They think they're just so much better than the Green Arrow team. They do. They truly do. And they're hiding crap just like them, but they want to, I think they're just all crap. And I know you saw my tweets. People, if you follow me on Twitter, I'm Mike the Movie Guy. I was tweeting during this episode, and I was tweeting Anna B, like, I could care less. All three of them could die. All three of them could die, and I'd be totally fine. And then when I see the commercial of Thea putting back on the red hood, I was like, oh, for sure now. I don't need them alive anymore. When they go over there to the hospital, when Diggs and Felicity goes over there, and I could tell that Dana was a little feeling kind of bad that they pushed him away, but still. I can't stand the other team. I can't. And they could all die. And maybe we'll get one dead. That would make me happy. I'm sorry. And I really liked two of the three. But they're just so two-faced. And that's it, people. That's it. That's my rant for this episode. I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the last fight part because everybody got their asses kicked. All right, people, that's it. If you want to check out more, click on the tab. It says podcasts on the top of iwatchmike.com. That's my blog. If you go up to the top, you click on that. You can see this show plus all the other shows as well. Talking Arrow is available on iTunes and audioboom.com. Make sure you check that out as well if you don't feel like going to the blog. And then my Twitter, Mike the Movie Guy, Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy, Snapchat, Mike the THA Movie Guy. And my Facebook, I Watch Mike, is all on the blog. Everything is there. So that is it. Don't forget Anna B, Traveler 15th. Make sure you check that out. Have a great weekend. Coming up, more Double King Arrow. Yes, this week's episode. Woo! So good. So good.